It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a beautiful day. I'm glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 5, and we're going to begin reading with the 9th verse of that 5th chapter and read to the end of the chapter. So please open your Bibles and turn to Revelation chapter 5, and we'll begin there in just a few moments. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to leave us an email, parkviewbible@gmail.com. Or if you would like to visit our website, and I hope that you do, it is parkviewbiblechurch.org, and you can look at all the messages there, the Constitution, many things that we have there for you to enjoy. The plan of salvation, please don't miss that opportunity. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles, and we will prepare to study God's precious Word. Revelation chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For thou hast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation. Hast made us unto our God kings and priests. We shall reign on the earth. It is wonderful to think that we're going to reign with our Lord on earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Let's begin with prayer now after reading God's precious Word. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy this time together. I just ask that you'll show us your way and will and show us your strength. Give us your direction today. We're here to feed the flock, help folks that know you as their Savior to grow. Also, dear Father, it is for those that do not know you personally, have not come to know your Son, the Lord Jesus, that, Father, they will come today. They will accept the cross and the offering of your life that your Son gave on that cross, that we can have life. All we need to do is believe. And today, let everyone that is listening come, please, that they come. Father, just show us your Word today, guide and lead us today, and we'll enjoy this study, and we'll give you the honor and glory for it. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We find as we look here at this 9th verse, and they sung a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book. Remember, they were looking for somebody, and back in the 4th verse of this 5th chapter, John wept. He wept very much because no man was found worthy to open. And one of the elders spoke up and said, Don't cry, don't weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, to loose the 7 seals. And so they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. What beautiful verses of Scripture. One was found that is worthy to open the seals. As the judgments of God come, as the process of the cleansing and bringing back everything unto the hands of God, everything will be purified and made usable, and we're going to come and reign with the Lord Jesus for 1,000 years. One's been found worthy to open the seals and to make known the redemptive terms of the earth. We are told we will reign right here on earth. Jesus will sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem and reign, and we will reign with him. What a glorious day that is going to be. And so I'm just so excited as we found the one that's capable of showing us the terms, what's going to take to redeem this earth. And so as we look now at this scripture verse, we're going to go back into two books of the Old Testament. We're clearing the book of Revelation, but we're going to go back to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26. Ezekiel 34, 26. Ezekiel chapter 34, beginning to read with the 26th verse. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord. When I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them, and they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. That's Ezekiel 34, verse 26 through 28. And now let's go to Isaiah, the wonderful book of Isaiah, Isaiah 65, 25. I hope that you have an opportunity to look these scripture verses up. Isaiah 65, 25. Listen to this. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the bullock. The dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. What a beautiful verse of Scripture. That's what's going to happen when we rule and reign with Christ here upon earth for that 1,000 years. What a wonderful opportunity and time that will be. Psalms 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We need to understand that. In one day, Jesus will take complete possession of this earth, and we will be with him. And that is the second coming. We've got the rapture of the church going to take place first. Then you have the 7 years of tribulation here upon the earth. We're going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb during that time. At the close of that, Jesus will come and destroy the enemy, rescue the saved, and we will walk right in to the millennial reign of Christ. He will come, he will set his throne here, and we will rule and reign with him. That is the opportunity that the church has in one day. Let's go back to Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We need to never forget that. Why this earth was created, why we are created, not for our own pleasure, but for God's pleasure. And so pleased that we serve Him and we praise Him and we honor Him. And what a glorious day that's going to be when this all takes place and we find the Lord Jesus here ruling and reigning, and we will rule and reign with Him. Verse 11, "And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders." This is a wonderful time. Just look as they begin to open up and to expose what's going to take place. And we're beginning the judgments, because if you want to turn your page, or I needed to anyway, to Revelation 6, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were a noise of thunder, as one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.'" So you see, we're beginning to open those seals, and judgment is being poured out, and this process of redeeming God's earth, redeeming it back for Him, is underway. Again, verse 11 of chapter 5, "And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands." I beheld, he says. I heard, he says. In Revelation 22:8, "I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angels which showed me these things." And it says, don't do that. Don't fall down before me. That honor belongs only and only to God. Worship God. That was the statement. But that's how John was reacted when he saw, began to see all this. "I beheld, I heard," the 11th verse tells us. And it says that the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. The number of them is 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Now, you can tell me if you know how many that is. The number is 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Round about the throne, the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Please, don't miss this beautiful picture. The book of Revelation is not history. It is not fiction. It is revealed fact, verbally inspired, handwritten by John the Beloved. But John testifies the fact that these visions were actually seen and the sounds were actually heard by him personally. I beheld and I heard. Circle those words, if you would, please, in that 11th verse. I beheld and I heard. Here's what he witnessed. Now on to verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb." Do you see where all the praise and all the glory, all the credit is given? "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." It doesn't get any clearer than that. And we should do the same. We should always be praising the Lord. The 13th verse, "Every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne." Beautiful. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. 13th verse is finished. It sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb, God the Father, God the Son. How long is this praise to last? Forever and ever and ever and ever. And then verse 14, the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. The living creatures add their amen. Add their, that's right. The elders fell down and worshipped him. The praise is never ceasing. Through all ages, the slain lamb is the object of praise and adoration because it was the lamb who redeemed us with his own blood. He purchased redemption for the whosoever will. For the whosoever will. Please, we see today, it is so sad today, the way the name of the Lord Jesus is blasphemed. That the name of God himself is rejected and thrown from the schools and from public places. He is to be praised. He is to be honored. We should, all of mankind should fall on their faces in praise and adoration unto our Lord. Instead of that, we are on the road to destruction. We're on the road to being totally lost forever as far as a nation is concerned, as far as the people of this nation is concerned, because they have rejected the blood of Jesus Christ as their sacrifice. If you've rejected that, think you're good enough on your own, or you've added to the gospel in any way, added baptism, added the doctrine that you can lose your salvation, if you add any of those things, you have changed the gospel. And the scripture tells us in Galatians, you're cursed. And a curse there means you're hellbound. So you see, you can't deny it and be a believer all at the same time. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about trusting in Jesus today. Look to what John said. I beheld, I heard. John knew. John knew without a question all the praise and honor and glory that was going on to God the Father and God the Son. And it all started when one of the elders said, I know somebody that can open that seal. I know somebody. What a joyful day. What a joyful day. And again, he purchased redemption for whosoever will. We have a choice. He purchased, he died for all the sins of all the world. But unless you come and believe, it's not yours. The church and the tribulation, they can't be in two places at once, on the earth or surrounding the throne of God. And so you see, while we're waiting our arrival back here for the thousand-year millennial reign with Christ, we are in the presence of God in heaven while the tribulation is going on down here. We cannot be in two places at once, and we're not. He takes us home. He takes us home. Now we begin this sixth chapter. We've finished the fifth chapter with the praise. We have found the one that is capable and able to open the seals, and that is none other than the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And now the sixth verse, we begin, the sixth chapter, we begin to open the seals. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. As we enter this part of the book, keep in mind the fact that there are three different series of judgment here. We have the seven seals, we have the seven trumpets, and we have the vials of the wrath of God. This will all take place between the gathering of the church to the Lord Himself and the time when He comes with His church. So everything we're talking about here is going to take place in 7 years, in a seven-year period during this tribulation. These judgments will take place during Daniel's 70th week of prophecy, again a period of 7 years. The first half of this period will be mild as far as the horror that will attend to this earth. The second half will be literally known as the Great Tribulation, a time of blood and death and torment and suffering to match nothing before nor after this time. The judgments under the seals and the judgments under the trumpets do not occur at the same time, okay? One follows the other. The judgments under the seals cover a larger area than the judgments under the trumpets. The trumpet judgments are much more serious. And we're going to take note here that the Lamb is connected with the judgments under the seals. Don't miss that. The angels are connected with the trumpet judgments. The Almighty God is connected with the vials or bowls of God's wrath. And again, John was an eyewitness to all this. I saw, I heard, I beheld, I heard. When the Lamb opened the seal, this first seal here in the 6th chapter, verse 1, the Lamb, He was the only one able, only one capable, only one of the power, the strength, the authority to open the seal. The Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, a noise of thunder. A noise of thunder. This noise of thunder is the voice of the Lord Jesus. You hear a loud thunder clasp and during a thunderstorm, and oh, it just shakes the house. When Jesus speaks, it's going to shake the house. Going to shake the house. One of the creatures, it says here, one of the four beasts or creatures said, "Come and see." And here's what I saw. John attended this. I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. A white horse. This rider is not the Lord Jesus. We've got a couple of verses of Scripture here. Let's look first at Revelation 19:11. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness doth he judge and make war." This is not the same. Behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had the crown, the bow, and the crown was given unto him. Let's go to Psalms 45, another verse of Scripture to see. Psalms 45. Psalms 45. It's a beautiful scripture verse here. We'll start with verse 2. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Girt thy sword into thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously, because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemy, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A sceptre of thy kingdom is the right sceptre. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness, therefore God, thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. Kings' daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen. You see, there's going to be an opportunity. This Psalms 45 speaks of the judgment of God. It speaks of what's going to happen and how that the Lord takes care of His church and where His church will be. Psalms 45 and 19:11. And again, we see that this shows us this is not Jesus here in Revelation chapter 6. He will come on a white horse, but he will have someone with him. And that someone with him will be us. And Psalms 45 tells us that. Psalms 19:11, Revelation 19:11 tells us that. This writer is none other than the Antichrist. Anti means opposite, the lie or the liar. Jehovah is great and wonderful. This writer, devil in the flesh, is cheap, is counterfeit. If you'll notice, when he comes, he said, and sat on him had a bow. And a crown, and no arrows. He has no arrows. This bow and crown. Crown is given before any victory. So it is not a crown of victory. You see, for him to have the crown now, the victor is the Lord Jesus. He's a gimmick. He's a mimic. He's a liar. And so the crown is given before any victory. And again, a crown's not given until after the victory. But this crown represents royalty and power. Offers the world peace without bloodshed. It's hard to imagine, but we've had that before. Nikita Khrushchev in 1963 cried, peace, peace, peace. We know the result of that, and we'll begin there next time. It's the Antichrist, the first seal, the Antichrist. Read through those other verses, please, that we've talked about. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?